the news hit you as hard as anybody on the team? I know you and Tim were very close, huh?
Yeah, Tim and I were very close, and when I found out, it kind of a little bit devastated for my wife and my family and I, and it was kind of hard to take at first, but I know if anybody's going to make a good thing happen out of this, it's going to be Tim.
How long have you known? Have you known for a while?
I've known since early July.
And what's kind of, as you've watched Tim, how has he responded to this? And
I feel like if you put like 100 other people in that room, he'd be the light of the room with if everybody in that room got the same news. I know he's taking it the best. He told me this. He said, "God's blessed me with being able to play football, having the career I went to Penn State, and for him to give me this, that's what, I mean, if he's giving me all those blessings, I've got to take this, and that's the way he wants to use me in my life."
Find yourself kind of amazed that anyone can respond like that?
Man, I've known Tim. I mean, Tim and I came here together, and we were roommates, and just through his walk with me and, like, kind of just our time together, I know he's a man of strong faith, and I know that he's going to take this and bear it the best that anybody can.
Patrick, I know you have a job to do, but in moments like these, do you pause and think, boy, so many things are so much more important than football?
I mean, it's definitely for, I mean, there are things that are more important than football, but thing is, like with Tim, like, it's, you got to deal with the things that happen with life, and I mean, he's doing the best that he can with what is dealt for him.
Patrick, seemed like he made a strong impact on players here while he was here. Can you just talk about his character and what he brought to the team?
Yeah, Tim was a man of great faith, great character. He was always a guy with a smile on his face. Had great sayings, like, always was motivating everybody. And it didn't matter if it was a rough practice, if it was an easy practice. He was the same person with a smile on his face and just trying to bring everybody up to a level of high commitment.
Did you guys get here on the same day?
We did. We both were claimed off of waivers after the last preseason game of 2010. Yeah.
Do you remember that? I mean, what were your kind of your first, like, just meeting him and going through that training camp? And, you
know. Well, it was the first time I ever been released from a team. It wasn't Tim, so I kind of relied heavily on him because I didn't know where to go. Like, it's brand new, and he's like, "Don't worry, it's going to be okay. Like, you just do this, this, and this." And I'm kind of a little freaking out, like, it's a brand new team, like, kind of, what do I do? And he kind of was there, like, he's a guy that had done it before, and, I mean, he just kind of was ready to go and just knew what to do.
Sorry, I got in a little late. Can you just talk about what it meant today to do the challenge for him as a team?
I know, like, especially me personally, like, Tim was a big part of this organization, and for us to be able to do anything for him, bring awareness to the ALS that he has, like, I think we're all for it because he was one of us, and we like to respect the people who were here before us and who were with us at the time.
We talked to him today for a good length. I mean, he showed a lot of courage. I mean, I'm sure that comes to those surprises to you as somebody who was pretty close to him.
Oh, he was a guy that was, I mean, very led with the heart, was a man of great faith, and he, like, I know he has no doubts that he's going to make the best of this path that he has. And I don't have any doubts in my mind that he's going to show that how faithful God is with him through this process.